It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And for those of you listening earlier today, you probably realized that there was there are a lot of signs of spring, but most of them are far south of Grand Rapids. There's a lot going on. And spring is moving its way north, but a lot of birds, like the robins, they come north based on temperature. And though the temperature has been conducive, this 5, 6, 8 inches of fresh, wet, heavy snow is not the kind of thing they're going to want to deal with. So they're going to probably just stop wherever they are. Those in Deerwood, as we heard earlier, and those in Brainerd and that crowd, they'll just hold fast until the snow melts back a little bit, and then they'll start moving north again. But in this area, boy, this past week has been marked by a lot of drumming. I have heard just about every species of woodpecker that spends the winter up here drumming for territory this past week, including the downy, the hairy, and the pileated. I have between my house and my neighbor Marvin's house, We have a red-bellied woodpecker that sort of bounces back and forth between us, and that one may have even thrown in and been drumming this past week as well. I don't recognize the drumming cadence of the red belly yet, but I'll get it. And when I do, I'll make note of it, and we'll add them to the list of birds that are definitely getting ready for some springtime activities. The white-breasted nuthatches are starting to sing, and this time of year, I'm always looking for robins and always listening for robins, and there's a little bit of the song of the white-breasted nuthatch that sounds a little bit like the call notes of the robin, and when I hear that, because I'm so anxious to hear a robin, sometimes my brain leaps over to that side, and I think, oh, first robin, but then I realize, no, it's just the white-breasted nuthatch making his call. White-breasted, red-breasted nuthatches definitely working the suet outside my window. Also downies, hairies. I haven't seen the pileateds. My wife had a raven come in and stalk the yard yesterday looking at the deer carcass. And at the same time that the raven, well, just after the raven came in, and she couldn't tell if it had been on the deer carcass already, but it was down in that general location, and then it kind of hopped around in the trees a little bit and then left the area. And then shortly after that, a barred owl came in and sat in the Norway pine right by the window. So she's able to look right out the window at this barred owl that is doing some hunting there. Actually, she saw it make a stoop and capture some small mammal, probably a vole, but it could have been a mouse. It's hard to say exactly what it was, but there she was able to grab that. The owl was able to grab that. And this morning, as I was getting ready to come in to the radio station, I could hear the barred owls calling back and forth. The female and the male were talking to one another in some very strange voices. The barred owls have a wide range of calls. We often hear the one that Harry Hutchins does so well, that who cooks for you? But this morning they were laughing and gurgling and screeching, and boy, it was just a real cacophony of sounds coming from the two barred owls outside my windows last night. I've been watching the trembling aspen, and you noticed, you probably heard me note that the buds were breaking. Their aspens are in the willow family, and they get a flower. The male catkin comes out early. It looks just like the flower of the pussy willow, except that the male flower on the aspen is going to distend, get quite long, probably 3, maybe 3.5 inches long. And it will become quite obvious, but that will happen, sort of mid-April. And then the female flowers will begin to develop, and they are much less conspicuous until after they've been fertilized. But once the male flowers distend, they'll begin to release pollen, and once that starts happening, the female flowers will be present on the female aspens. The aspens divide just the way humans do. There are male trees and female trees, and they don't cross the line, although some other species of trees, like maples, often do, and of course all of the pines have both male and female flowers on them at the same time. I still have quite a crowd of common red poles at my house. The folks from, Virginia had seen goldfinches and what was the other one that they saw that was kind of brand new to the area? Goldfinches, and gosh, I've let it slip my mind, but they had a couple of birds up in Virginia that were different and new to the area. So there are some, purple finch, that was the other one. Purple finch is coming in, and so we'll be seeing more and more of those. I took a trip to Minneapolis over the weekend, went down on Sunday, came back yesterday, and as I expected, there were many things to see along the way, including just south of McGregor, a big tom turkey crossed the road in front of me. Bearded, big, massive bird. And south further down towards Cambridge, I saw in a picked cornfield, there was a sandhill crane standing in a kind of a drainage in the middle of the field, sort of a little dip in the field where the water was accumulating and the ground was much muddier there. The sandhill crane was in there. And then a little bit later, I was driving along and I could see this red-tailed hawk alongside the highway on the ground. And shortly after, as I approached it, it got up and started flying, and I could see that clutched in its talons was a small mammal of one sort or another, mouse or vole again, but definitely lunch for the red-tailed hawk. So that was kind of interesting to see. I mentioned the barred owl. Rabbits, the squirrels, the red squirrels are doing a lot of chasing right now. They are running after one another, and if you have red squirrels in your area, there's probably two or three in a chase. The female will be in the lead, followed by one or two males, and they will follow her wherever she goes. They won't impede her travel. I watched as the female would run out on a branch and the male would follow her out on the branch, and then she would turn around and somehow run right past him, and he would then turn around and begin the chase again. So it wasn't as though he were trying to capture her. He's just trying to chase her around a bit and let her know that he's available and interested in mating. While I was in the cities, and this is just, I can't wait for it to happen up here, but first of all, down there, there are so many cardinals that you just, as soon as I got to the cities, I opened my car door, I could hear cardinals calling. And shortly after that, there was one sitting in a tree right nearby, and I happened to mention to my son, whose house I was at, I said, you guys just take these for granted, but they are so special, so lovely, and so delightful to see. For those of us who don't see them every day and don't hear them every day, they're quite a treat. And there will be some up here in northern Minnesota doing some calling, but not as many as the cities. The other bird I could hear quite plainly in the cities doing a lot of calling was robins, and so they are for sure, they're that far north. And just to reiterate, the kids from Northfield, Minnesota had flocks of Canada geese, killdeer, kestrels, red-winged blackbirds, and sandhill cranes. So those birds are at least that far north, and as soon as we can melt off this snow, I'm sure we'll begin to see a lot more of them here. While I've been talking to you this morning, I've seen four mallards flying on the river. and a bald eagle who put them to wing, I suspect. He swung down the river kind of low, and the next thing I saw were four mallards flying around. So, yeah, there are any open water this time of year is a good place to stop. Tundra or trumpeter swans will be apparent. You'll see lots of the diving ducks, lots of golden eyes. There are mallards that are starting to collect in those areas, and all of them are going to be out kind of checking out the lakes and the little streams that lead in and out of lakes. So any place there's open water this time of year is a good place to train your binoculars. You'll see a lot of ducks. And the wonderful thing about seeing the ducks this time of year is that they're wearing their nuptial plumage. They're going to be as gorgeous as you see them painted in the bird books. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Look forward to talking to you again next week.